The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Yes, Alison Curtis is with me, presenter of Weekend Breakfast on Today FM, and Saoirse Hanley, the columnist and audience editor with The Independent. Are you excited? Christmas looming.
Yeah.
Very excited.
I've had my light switch moment. Every year you have a moment where you go, okay, I'm in the zone now.
Oh, when did yours happen? Oh,
it was actually last week when my sister landed. So, but like, okay. I love that one, probably for you as well, but like when I'm on air and people are sending in the going, I've had that moment. And it could just be a song, you know, triggers it for them, or they see like the beautiful Christmas tree, whatever it is, they're in the zone now.
Mm.
So yeah. Yeah.
I'm excited. I still have a few things to do this weekend. Like things to get.
Presents to buy.
Just like the last bits, the like, small things, kind of.
That's okay, though. There's kind of some fun.
Is
in
it okay?
Too.
I don't want to be in Dublin.
Is it always
center.
The same people that you leave to the last bit?
It generally is. It's usually when I'm thinking about going home to Cork, and then I'm like, oh my God, everybody in Cork. I'm like, I forgot about you guys. So I have to get all my last bits together.
All right. We might talk about last bits and present buying in a moment. But Alison, who's your winner of the week?
Siobhan McSweeney.
Oh, the new host of Traitors.
So have you watched Traitors?
No.
Okay.
I haven't either.
Oh,
and everyone
okay.
tells me how great it is. I feel like this. I'll start now.
I'm not an expert on it by any stretch, but so they put out a casting call like earlier in the year. 22 people are going to come forward, and there's faithfuls and there's traitors. There's fewer traitors than there are faithfuls, and they're trying to con each other out, and someone's going to walk away with 50K. And I think there was a lot of rumors that it would be like the usual names were thrown into the pot for who could host it. And so when it was announced this week that Siobhan McSweeney is going to be the host, everyone's like, ah, yes, like thinking outside the box, going with somebody who is like extremely funny. She has hosting experience. The Great Pottery Throwdown is another good show to look forward to in 2025 January. Just lovely feel good show. And she's the best. She's so outspoken, she's so political, she's just so talented. I'm like, this is going to be great watching. So it's just thinking outside the box. It's going with somebody who's going to bring something else to it, I think.
Have they said where it's going to be filmed yet?
No.
Birdie tells me maybe Slane Castle.
Is it normally in a castle? Is that usually what happens?
That actually makes sense.
Yeah. It's usually in a castle, except in Australia where they don't have castles and apparently it's just in a nice hotel.
But yeah, I think it's like a good fit. I think it's going to be really, really watchable. And like, we all do watch a lot of TV in the new year, January, February, you know, dark evenings and things. So I think it's going to be good.
I like having something that everybody's watching.
Yes.
I like that. And I think like we say this a lot when we talk about things that are, you know, binge watching and things that come out at once.
Yeah.
And it ruins that aspect of like communal watching, communal, I guess, online or whatever. Mm-hmm. When you come into the office on a Monday and I can just see that the other day or whatever. I love when we have things like that to do.
Yeah.
Sometimes Love Island does that, or like I'm a Celebrity last year. Was
See, I wouldn't be watching any really of those. So that's the thing. Like I don't
did
get
you
that.
Did you not watch I'm a Celebrity at all?
No.
It was
no.
good. Like, I haven't watched in years. And
it's
I
not
did,
my
yeah.
thing. I think I'm going to definitely get into this though, and then I'll be able to join the conversation online, like the big water cooler that is X, and we can all have our opinions.
Yes,
exactly.
And they'll all be totally rational opinions on X.
Yeah. Everyone will be really friendly and nice.
Yeah,
and rational.
Siobhan made a good point though when she it was announced she got the gig. She was like, Irish people are charming and disarmingly so. So it's like, as any nationality will do well in Traitors, Irish people are like, you look great, and like a smile, and I really think you look like crap. So there's that element that will be spicy, I'd say.
Yeah. When is it starting?
I don't know.
At some stage in the forthcoming year. It is. They're filming it in early spring, I think.
Yes.
Yeah, so anyway, sometime after that. Who presents the UK one?
Don't know.
It's Claudia Winkleman.
Oh, yeah.
The Fringe.
Oh,
yeah.
The Fringe.
I think.
Yes, yes. You're right.
Okay, yeah, because I haven't seen
More
it, but I feel
fringe.
Like she's the woman with the fringe to
no,
give her
right.
full ownership.
Yeah. I think people really think she does a good job.
Yeah, people quite like her. She's quite charismatic, though, as well. She does
absolutely,
the strictly it takes to do and stuff.
And she does the kind of the dark kind of, she's suited to it as well.
Yeah. Anyway, that is a worthy winner of the week, Siobhan McSweeney. Who's your winner of the week, Saoirse?
Well, if I'm giving out about going into town at the weekend, I think that the ultimate kudos has to go to the staff that have to be there.
Yes.
Because I'm choosing to go and I can just do what I want and then go home. Whereas retail staff and staff in hospitality this weekend have a whopper task ahead of them.
Absolutely.
And they're all wrecked, just like we're all wrecked, but they have to keep going. And I think that that's a huge deal. And like, anyone who's ever done it knows how awful it is, and there's some things that are nice. Like I used to quite like working like maybe like the 22nd, 23rd when everyone's kind of we've all decided we're all done, it's Christmas, it's great, whatever, fine, and customers are really happy because it's Christmas, they're shopping, whatever. But generally I think it can be quite difficult. Like I went into stressful, it's stressful. Like I got a haircut yesterday, and
looks great.
Thank you. Just wanted to bring that up so you could all compliment me.
It does.
It's a little bit weird because there's layers and the blow dry has settled weird. But let's not talk about that. But basically, I was in my hairdresser that I go to, and there was like a. It just kept getting, the person who was doing my hair was late, and it was really really busy. They couldn't get a basin for you to do the wash first, so it ended up being like about 40 minutes until I actually got seen to. And I was like, oh, this is kind of a bummer, but like I don't think else going on. It's fine. And the woman at the desk was so, like, she practically fell over herself to be like, oh my God, I'm so sorry. We're going to cut this in half. I can't believe how fine you're being with this. And I was like, I said to her, I was like, it's Christmas. Like, yeah. I know we're all busy. I know we're all stressed. I know we all have things we should be doing. But like, so is literally everybody. And it's, you can't take it out on somebody else. Like, because of that, because they're just trying to do you a service. They're just trying to be there for whatever service you need from them. And yeah, it sucks to wait, but like, yeah. It's grand. I actually listened to The Hard Shoulder while I was waiting. I'm not even joking, and that made everything easier.
Exactly.
So it was fine. I just think we should all be very nice and kind to our staff this weekend because they're my winners.
Exactly.
It's already mental out there.
Yeah, it's crazy out there. It's actually so hard to get around. So imagine if you're somebody who has to like fight everybody off.
Did you work in customer facing roles?
Yes, I was a waitress for about 10 years.
Okay,
and only to be fair, some obviously throughout those 10 years, some of that I wasn't like. I was working up until Christmas, but when I used to work in Brother Hubbard on Capel Street, shout out to the gang because they close for a really good time at Christmas. You actually get to have time off, which is practically unheard of in hospitality.
Yeah.
So unless you work in the Arnott's branch, they do stay open. But the other branches, they will close from the 23rd, I believe, until like the 2nd of Jan. So they actually get to have a Christmas.
It's a hard job. I got fired twice in my life and both was from a waitressing job.
Oh, really?
Hard.
What did you do to get fired?
I probably had a face that said the customer isn't always right for one of the jobs.
Okay.
And another one, I was just like, and like the phone was ringing or whatever. And the person that ran the place was like, are you going to get that? I was like, I don't know. Am I? I wasn't suited to it.
Surly attitude.
I just wasn't suited.
But it's so hard not to sometimes because sometimes customers are idiots.
Yeah. No.
And you have to pretend that they're not. And it's really hard.
Failed me. Oh my God. Are you for real?
Yeah, really. And like if you're tired, then it's worse. So I just
fired on the spot?
Like not in front of people, but taken away and going, this isn't working out. I'm like, okay, fine. Bye. Here's my apron. Enough.
Wow.
Yeah. So bear all that in mind.
Have
people
you ever
don't
been
want to
fired?
Get fired. I have not been fired.
First time for everything.
I know. It's not too late. It's not too late. We'll see what the new year brings. Hopefully not that.
My attitude stinks. That's my problem.
My face does betray how I'm feeling a lot, which was not very suited to customer facing roles.
We got fired off a job in Canada. Did I tell you this about where we set fire to the apartment?
No.
So we were building these... the Fairmont Pan Pacific, if anybody goes on to
Vancouver. Oh my God.
Very, very
it's plush. It's beautiful. Nice. You guys are building that.
Yeah, I built that. Well, single-handedly.
Single-handedly, yeah. Lunch
so
on the rafters.
I was working on the old floorboards.
Wow.
So we were con artists. It wasn't con, but like we were, like we. So these there would be like marks on people's floorboards after they'd moved in and we'd have to go in and kind of repair it.
Okay.
And what we would do is we'd kind of get them out and then we would sit around and just drink coffee and chat for about 2 hours. And then if they had a dark floorboard, and then one of us would just get a Sharpie and just like draw a line over the scratch and then kind of lick our finger and smudge it and say we'd repaired it.
But did it look repaired?
Yeah, it did look repaired. That's not why we got fired.
Okay.
We got fired because a Colombian guy we were working with called Jesus flipped a mattress up against the wall and he was changing a light and he didn't want to stand in the mattress. And it was in one of the penthouses. I think it was like the guy who owns like the Calgary Flames and it's all pharmacies or whatever. And he was standing on it, repaired the light, went over, flicking the switches, flick, 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 flick. Oh yeah, the light came on and off. That's it. Off he went. Turned out one of the switches he flicked lit the fire behind the mattress.
Oh my God.
Smoldered away all night, didn't go up in flames. And then someone else came in the next morning, saw it, and just kind of did the natural thing of they just pulled it away from the wall.
And that.
And as soon as the oxygen up it went.
Oh my
sprinkler
God.
Sprinkler system came
on.
Oh
my God.
Spoke furniture in the whole apartment.
That's scary.
Ruined. Yeah.
That's scary.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Fired off the job.
I'd say so after that.
Well,
I think the real problem was the sprinklers washed away all the Sharpie marks.
You've been caught out. Terrible.
Yeah, exactly. Oh my God, those scratches came back. Those Irish. Get rid of them. Anyway, those are our winners of the week. Alison, what's on the show this weekend?
Nevin Maguire.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
So it's tradition.
Christmas tradition.
Yeah, it is a Christmas tradition. So I have him on every sort of the last Saturday before Christmas every year. And he goes through, he's got a great new book out, which I love, but he goes through just top tips and kind of settles the nerves for people who are making big Christmas dinners and they're getting stressed about things. He does great reminders of not to get stressed and then some like kind of quirky ideas for different dishes and stuff. So it's going to be good.
He's one of the nicest men I've ever interviewed.
Oh, he's incredibly nice.
He's just the nice. Yeah, I came off the phone call and I was like, wow. And then he sent me a cookbook.
Yeah.
Which I've used and is really good.
No, it's incredible. His Home Economics for Life is, we were talking about this last time he was on. I was like, I think it's a book 10 of his 20 because the current book is book 20. And it changed totally how I cook. And like, I actually think I'm pretty good now. Not great, but pretty good.
Why? What was it about this book?
It was just back to basics. So I was like, oh, yeah. So like, this is how you boil potatoes properly. Or this is how you can make bread or just basics. So it's transformed, definitely.
Can I give a shout out, actually, given the time of the year it's in? J.P. McMahon had a great book out this year about Irish food.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's great.
I love that book.
Yeah. He's very meaty, so I don't like kind of, I'm not drawn to it.
It was just like about, like his things like Irish stew and like boxty and coddle.
Yeah.
But then there's like spice bags and.
Excellent. Oh, it's great.
And everything.
Great
is brilliant. Yeah. Great, great, great book. But yeah, no. So Nevin is on the show this weekend. Saoirse, who's your sinner of the week?
Sinner of the week is, I guess, people that are difficult to buy presents for. Right, or people who have who have a desire for something that's like difficult to get. So,
give me some examples.
I'll give you an example. So, someone in my life wanted a particular kind of jelly cat. You know, the jelly cat.
I was going to ask you if that was your story.
Yes,
because I saw someone post. Anyway, I saw someone post about how impossible it was to get a certain kind of jelly cat.
What's a jelly cat?
Okay, have you ever been upstairs in Brown Thomas or downstairs in Arnott's? That's where they live. They're little stuffed animals, okay? But they have, look, I know I'm 27 years old. I don't need, I'm actually going to buy myself a jelly cat.
They're not the little ones with the big eye.
No, they have little eyes and they have little legs. I'll find you a picture. They're really cute. And I'm going to get myself this popcorn bucket that has legs. And it's a bag, guys, so I can bring it to the cinema.
Okay,
and it's the cutest thing I've ever seen.
Sorry, I'm so confused. This is a stuffed toy, a popcorn bucket and a bag that you're going to bring to the cinema.
Yeah, exactly. Look at it. But what are you confused about?
Sorry.
Oh, he's got little legs and little eyes.
Oh, yeah. Okay, I get it.
So all of these jelly, they're just a brand of teddy, but they're just adorable. They have these like, you know. So
someone in your life wanted something very specific.
Yes, wanted a navy bunny jelly cat. Okay.
Out this person.
I can't. I mean, I can. It's my sister. I don't want out her because I don't want people to think.
We've done it now.
I've done it now, but it's more so that like I know.
It's you. She's buying you a jelly cat.
Yeah, I'm getting you the Navy Bunny jelly cat. God. But my sister had let my family know like if we're thinking of stuff that she wants for Christmas, this was one of them. Another one was a 12-pack of Vit Hits. So I do question her interest a little bit. Yeah, look, it's very.
The drink.
Yeah, it's very like it's very just an orange in the stocking, please, mum of her. But anyway, this one thing.
That's a bit mental.
She loves Vit Hits. Loves them. They're expensive these days. This economy. I bought a green Vit Hit the other day and it was $3.99.
Okay.
So if it's not too late, pop that on your Christmas list. No. 12 pack of Vit Hits.
Gotta be carbonated if I'm paying that much for a drink.
I know.
Gotta be a bit of fizz.
It was flat. It was delicious, but it was.
Unless flat. It's milk.
Unless
oh,
it's
God.
Milk.
Fizzy milk.
Story for another day. Story for another day.
So basically, I really want. This is one thing she kind of liked. And I was like, that's easy. I'll grab her one of them. I'll pop to the Jellycat Emporium, of which we have two for some reason in Dublin. It's impossible to get. It's sold out everywhere. It's sold out on jellycat.eu.
What's that one, I wonder?
I reckon it's maybe it got slightly trendy. It's kind of cool, yeah. Probably, because there is one on eBay for €120, which I was like, no, I love her so much.
But
I don't love her enough to get her €120. I don't have anyone enough to get them a Jellycat for that price.
What are you going
to
do?
Panic. It's going to worry about it.
Homemade present?
Well, it just wouldn't look quite the same. There's a lot of imitations. There's a lot of other things, but I don't think she's
Jellycat dupes.
Do you know what I mean?
She's just like another one and say this is even more exclusive.
That's what I was thinking. Because the thing is, right? Obviously, most teenagers don't want a teddy. She doesn't want a teddy. It's not that.
Yeah.
She wants the navy Jellycat bunny because of what it is, right? And they're really nice. They're really soft. They're really cute. They're really lovely. And it's a thing. Like, people gift them to each other. You can do like Jellycat exchange or whatever. I was telling my friends about this, and today they were like, what if we all got matching little sushi jellyfish? Because jellyfish,
they
Jellycat.
Sushi ones?
They have miniature sushis that are jellyfish.
I want that.
They are so cute. I'm absolutely going to buy them. And this is what I mean. Like, they're not, I didn't want to out her because some people thinking she's a child. She's not. These adults want Jellycats too.
Yeah.
Except when they can't get them. But it just got me thinking of all the presents that, you know, when you like, and I imagine it's 10 times harder for Santa. Mm-hmm. Thankfully, he has a workshop. He can get presents that he needs to get made from the elves. Thank
Absolutely.
God. But you know, when that's not an option, I don't envy anybody who has to try and get presents that are difficult to get. Yeah.
Do you all buy each other presents in your house? Or have you got the Secret Santa stage?
We did. There's four of us and we all get each other presents at this
four
point.
Four siblings?
No, sorry, but including moms. Okay. My mom, my sister, my brother and me.
Yeah.
And we do all get each other presents, but my housemate and pretty good friend Hannah was just playing with her family during Secret Santa and she loves it because she's like, I'm not thinking about like...
It makes a lot of sense.
But it makes a lot of sense because you just focus in on the one person. You can put all your budget towards that one person and that's easy. But yeah, it's I think that might be slightly easier because we're at a funny stage in my house where like my mum are obviously adults. My brother is 22. My sister's 17. So we're at various levels of employment.
Sorry, it's a 17-year-old who wants this.
That's why I didn't want to say because I think you're going to make fun of it.
No, but I wouldn't dream of it.
It's a knit thing. Like it's a get.
It's a thing.
Get thing. Yeah,
yeah,
I get
okay.
it.
No, totally.
But
I won't make fun.
We all had our, like for us, it was Cabbage Patch Dolls growing up.
Yeah, it's a thing.
When we were 17?
Yes. Definitely.
Just trying to make her feel better.
Thank you. I'm literally buying myself a jelly cat today.
Sorry, so she's fine. She's on TikTok. She's not listening to us.
She's not listening to the hard joke.
I don't know. She might have liked getting a shout out, but I hope she doesn't now. But yeah, I think it's sometimes it's hard to get, and that's stressful when there's hard presents to get.
I've been lobbying now to get rid of Secret Santa in our house and just do a raffle, put all the money into a hat.
Yeah.
Do you do Secret Santa in your house?
Well, that's because you're talking adults.
Yeah, adults.
Like your,
like my siblings and my
parents. Okay, yeah.
Secret Santa. Because I think what happens in a lot of houses is Santa gets too busy with all the other younger
Boys of course.
And girls, so you kind of graduate out of Santa.
Yeah.
He can't come to you anymore. And then I think eventually your kind of parents decide, we're not buying presents for y'all.
No.
Because there's too many. And that's their problem, I would say. But anyway,
I
should have thought of that.
It does make a lot of sense, though.
Yeah, Secret Santa.
Yeah, it does, yeah.
But just, wouldn't it be great to win, like, 500 quid, though, on Christmas?
Yeah, that's a great point. True. Yeah.
Yeah.
But then,
other people not get anything. Yeah.
Yeah, I know, but you could be the winner.
It's the risk. It's the risk.
That's the Christmas spirit.
That's how a raffle works. Alison, who's your sinner of the week?
End of year list.
Oh.
So... like we've mentioned this before, but it's like, I don't really remember what happened yesterday.
Yeah, we're definitely doing none of them on the radio.
I don't do them on mine. So Ian Dempsey does the end of year poll and I do look forward to that every year because it's one thing of everything and it's a, you know, listener vote. But if someone came to me and no one does this anymore, they used to, like in the Indo or the Times, they would come to me and go, give us your end of your top five movies, your top five this. And like, I always would be like, I don't really remember what happened. Like we were saying, you don't even remember the first half of the year. So yeah, so the end of year list, I just feel like it takes so much stress and brain power to kind of come up with it. And then are you really going to order them? You're going to go, no, did I really like this more than this? So I'm just like, end of year list. Who cares?
I'm like preemptively stressed about like, you know, people post the end of the year like pictures or something every month or whatever.
I feel like a Spotify. We talked about that before. I did love the Wrapped. Yeah,
that's true. Yeah. I do. I was looking back on my list of films this year, and there was like 80 of them.
You keep a list though, don't you?
I do. Yeah, I do keep a list. I'm a big fan of Letterboxd.
Maybe I wouldn't mind the end of your list if I started keeping lists.
Yeah, because you can scroll through. Yeah, because you can have a look. Or like that, you know, I obviously had a reading challenge so I can see the books that I read this year. Otherwise, I literally wouldn't remember them.
No, I
wouldn't have a clue.
Okay, I'm putting you on the spot then.
Yeah.
Top three books of the year.
My top three books that came out this year that I read.
No, that you read this year.
I read this year. I read Small Things Like These that I really love, the really small, Claire Higgins one. I read, let me just pull up my list just a moment.
Really didn't put her on the spot.
Because I do actually think that there were ones that really stood out that I was like, I really loved
that. Do you have a top three books?
No.
Top three movies?
Have you read three books?
No. I don't know if I watched three movies this year.
Do you know what? The Bee Sting. Paul Murray, The Bee Sting. It was a whopper. I put it down for months, then I went back to it. And then when I really got into it, when I got back, I was thrilled, loved it.
Big book.
And then Funny Story by Emily Henry. She's got a new one coming out next year.
I don't know that one.
She just writes these contemporary romances, but like they're good.
Okay.
They're really fun. You've definitely heard of them, like Beach Read and Book Lovers. Oh, okay. They're all hers. Yeah, yeah. Funny Story was one of my favourites, but not as good as Happy Place 2 years ago.
Cool.
Those are my top three.
Top three movies?
I have spoken about this on the show before, but I did start watching Fast and Furious for the first time ever this year. Fast 5. One of my top ones I saw this year.
Very diverse in your interest.
Very diverse. Yeah, you can't put me in a box. The Outrun, which I think so far is being absolutely snubbed.
Is this the Saoirse Ronan?
Yes, yeah. It is fantastic. I actually have a copy of that book that I'm going to read over Christmas. The film was amazing. It was so like affirming. It was beautiful. It was moving. She was fantastic in it. I am so angered that it hasn't been picked up by things yet, but I think there's still hope. Oscar season is not here yet. But she was amazing in that, and then also Wicked. I've talked about that before. I loved Wicked.
Half a movie.
A good half.
Way too long and only half a movie. But anyway, it's there. I won't put you on the spot, Aston, since you hate them.
Yeah, and I have nothing.
My year was empty. All right. So, Alison.
I know.
Having told us mere moments ago that you reject recommendations.
I'm irritating, I know.
You're going to do it now.
And this is the thing that comes up when you recommend shows. Everyone's like, the first question is, what streaming service is it? Mm-hmm. I don't have it. And then when you go, I have a lot of them, everyone's like, ugh, it's all expensive. But this is on Apple TV.
Okay.
Which is worth getting for Bad Sisters, watching Ted Lasso. If you
Slow Horses.
Actually, if talking about favorite things,
haven't
that would have been
Bad
my favorite.
Sisters yet, actually, the second season.
I haven't either, actually. It's good. Keep meaning to.
But Slow Horses would have been my favorite TV show.
Phenomenal. Yeah, I watched it all this year.
Shrinking. So I'm a massive fan of Harrison Ford, and I have been. I first fell in love with him in 1989, probably.
Wow, okay.
And it's specific, intense, my love.
Did you not say you were a kid in the late 80s?
Yeah, I know. Well, like, that's when Star Wars came into it. Like, everyone's like, oh, you start with Luke. I was like, no, you don't start with Luke. You start with Han. That's your thing.
For sure.
And I maintain he's the most handsome man that's ever walked the planet, bar Anton Harity. And he's just so good in this as well. Like, and he's obviously, he's now 83, I think. And he's playing a psychiatrist.
He's not old. He looks great.
He does, yeah. And Jason Segel, like, created the show, and it's on Apple TV, Shrinking. There's two seasons. Brett Goldstein, who did write Ted Lasso, is writing this with Bill Lawrence, who also did like Scrubs and Cougar Town, and keeps giving his wife Christina gigs, and that's how all the TV shows she's in as well. But it's about a therapist who's, and this isn't giving anything away, whose wife is killed in a car crash, and he's just building his life after that and building his relationship with his daughter. And it's just really well acted, really well written, and it's like you root for all the characters, and it's good viewing. So season two is there now. So 10 episodes in season one, 12 in season two.
I was actually listening to Harrison Ford being interviewed about this the other day, randomly. I didn't know you were going to talk about it, but he said that this weird thing has started to happen. He says whereby people, like, he's so used to, for years, people come up and want a photo.
Yeah.
That's just the automatic, can we take a photo? Can we take a photo?
Yeah.
And he says, obviously then, with smartphones and everything, it just became even worse, as he would put it. He wouldn't be.
He didn't love that.
Yeah, he's not the type to relish that type of attention.
No.
But he says now, and his explanation, I don't know, he said it's because he thinks people resonate with the character maybe more than him. It's that people just come up to him and say how much they love the show, and that's it. And he said he's expecting them to ask for a photo, but they don't really ask for it.
Oh, I would ask for one.
Yeah, well, I know you would, but it's a stalkery way.
I named my first car Harrison.
He's asked that woman to be escorted off the property.
I'm sick of seeing her.
Yeah.
It is awkward to do, though. A friend of mine, Asmia, has taken a picture. She finds everybody famous in Dublin by accident. Like Fred Armisen, is that the name? Yeah. Met him in the gym in Portobello. She met Lynn Dunham in Ranelagh, just on the street. She met Troye Sivan outside the George.
I wouldn't be asking
ironic.
Any of those people for photos.
She's photo with every one of them. And every time we're like, how did you find this person? She's like, I just did. I think asking pictures is so awkward, but she doesn't.
I do too. So when I used to produce Ian, when lots of famous people came through the door, they still do for my own show now, of course, as well. But I never could ask for a photo. There's only a few I wanted photos with, but I was like, it's just weird. I'm not going to do it. Obviously, Harrison didn't walk through the door.
Yeah.
It's not too late. No.
Yeah. That door's still there, Harrison.
There you go.
Stay away from it, Harrison. Stay away.
If you're listening.
You got lost in IKEA, did you?
Yeah, I got lost in IKEA, which always happens. I did go.
You mean this in a literal
sense?
You didn't follow the arrows.
I did follow the. Well, this is the thing, is that I used to be real, like, arrow purist in IKEA, and yet somehow I'm still really confused whenever I go there. But I went to get moving boxes because I'm moving house. I haven't mentioned 7,000 times yet, but I got boxes because they're just the best thing to go with. They have these huge massive boxes for like 350 or something, so I got a load of those, and that was all I went in for. And then I don't know what kind of psychosis I entered when I walked through the doors. I spent €60 on a donut lamp, and I need everyone to validate.
What's a donut lamp?
It looks like a donut.
It's a donut, like it's a kind of a Simpsons donut type thing.
Kind of, yeah, like a big glazed, orangey. It's not meant to look like a donut, but it's shaped like a donut.
Oh, right.
And I've seen it like online a lot, and people always have it, and they're like atmospheric, like, you know, lo-fi beats,
like,
TikToks
the
with.
Ones.
They're I so nice. Or I wanted the dome. I wanted the big dome one. Oh. I also looked at that, and I was like, oh, these are all so nice. And I was like saying to my friend that I was with, I was like, oh, I have seen the donut one, but like, I'm sure I haven't seen it here. So we were walking around, and we saw the dome one. We stopped to look at it, and there was one errant donut lamp just sitting there, which I feel like was meant to come home with me.
Yeah, of course.
And I was not intending on spending money that much at all on a lamp. And bearing in mind, I've not bought anything else for this new place, apart from the fact I think my mom got me a toaster for Christmas. So I hadn't bought anything else for this, and I was like, this is perfect, I'm getting this lamp. And then I was like, oh, it probably wouldn't cost that much, it's fine. Because it was one by itself, it wasn't where it's meant to be, so yeah. I couldn't find the price. Mm. So I get down to the self-scanner thing, which I love doing in IKEA, and it came...
Because you feel like you work there.
Yeah, I was like, I'm just going to boop this through. And then it came to 60 euro, and I was like, well, now it's nearly more embarrassing.
60 quid for an IKEA lamp.
Yes. IKEA paired with a designer. An interior designer range.
Okay, yeah.
So that makes it better.
It's worth it. You need something really special to move into.
Yes, and you can put it on the wall, yeah. Or you can put it on a countertop. I really thought my boyfriend was going to be like, oh my God, this is the most beautiful piece of decor I've ever seen.
Have you ever gotten to the till and it was way more expensive than you thought, but you were too embarrassed, so you just paid it?
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, well, yeah,
100%.
Okay, do you give it back?
Well, yeah, I just say no thanks.
Oh, but then what? I thought they're going to point
it. It's liberating. When you realize that actually people don't care.
I thought they're going to point and laugh at me or something.
Yeah, if you just go, I'm not paying that.
Except for them going, that's the man off the radio. Surely he's extremely well paid. He could buy this whole shop.
I know that voice.
What a tight ass. Wait a second. Joe was in there earlier. He's a real tight ass.
He wouldn't even buy the donut lamp.
Hard shoulder.
Hard shoulder, hard times.
Alison purchased, though. I mean, she came up. The jumper said 50. It was 500.
She just
smashed the cash.
So flush.
I mean, she went beetroot red, but she was actually just bought it. Anyway, on that note, Alison Curtis, Saoirse Hanley, thank you both very much.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.